5th, October 3rd, 1937. Prodigies of creation. Those of power and of sanctity that God put out for love of man. The acts done in the fiat will be always new, and each one more distinct and beautiful than the other. These acts will enclose everything and will form the speaking seas, works and steps of their Creator. I was doing my round in creation in order to trace all the acts of the divine volition, to make them mine, embrace them, adore them, and place my little I love you in recognition of how much the divine will has loved me and has done for me and for all. Oh, how many surprises, how many new things one comprehends. How many divine secrets of their Creator do created things contain? And my always lovable Jesus, visiting my little soul, seeing me surprised, told me, "My daughter, our works are always new, and they harmonize with their Creator. There is so much harmony between them and us, that they always know how to say new things about He who created them. More so since, being inseparable from us, they receive new contact with our divine being. This is why, in following the acts of my divine volition, you always find new surprises and comprehend new things that our works possess. Now, you must know that when we issued the creation from within the womb of our divinity, because it was already inside of us, ab aeterno, in letting it out of our fiat, we also put out within a sea of love all that the creature was to do. Therefore, everything came out of us, and we would offer to her everything that she was supposed to do. Hence, the whole creation is crammed with all the works that must be done unto the last man. And even though this is invisible to human eyes, it is visible and palpitating for us in our will, forming a creation more beautiful than creation itself. And our love for it is so great that while this creation occupies the whole atmosphere, we bring it into our divine bosom. And as we deliver the creatures to daylight, so do we begin to offer to them, with our own creative hands, all that they must do. As principle of each of their acts, we place the life of our fiat as the foundation, and our love as the nourishment for the act. Because we do nothing, nor do we give anything, if it does not have our will as principle and our love as food and provision. It would not be a work worthy of our supreme height to give works which have nothing of our life and which do not possess our food, which is love. The whole of creation, together with all the acts that the human generations were supposed to do, was a birth which we held within our divine womb, ab aeterno. And our love, unable to contain it any longer, for it felt the need to deliver of it, wanted to pour itself out. And since when we do an act, we do a complete act, in issuing the creation, we also issued everything that the creature was supposed to do. Our divine fiat, enclosing everything within itself, creation and human acts, placed itself in waiting to deliver the creature to daylight so as to administer to her the acts that belonged to her. Is this not an exuberant love which only a God could have, to order and form the acts, and then to deliver to the light the creature who was to use those acts as formation of sanctity, of love, of glory for herself and for He who had created her? But this is not all. Our love never stops. As this birth came out of us, we also issued from ourselves a dose of our power in order to sustain the creature and her acts, arming and equipping them with divine power. Therefore, she has our power that sustains her. We also issued the dose of our wisdom by which her intelligence and all of her acts were to be animated. So, if new sciences, new inventions, and discoveries, almost incredible, can be seen in the creature, it is because of our wisdom that invests her. In the same way, we put out a dose of love, of sanctity, of goodness, and of all our attributes, in order to administer to her love, sanctity, goodness, and so forth. Man did not exist yet, and we were already busy with him. In him, we longed for our power, wisdom, love, sanctity, and goodness, placing ourselves at his disposal to make him as beautiful as we could, and to say to him, "You are like us in everything. We could not have made you more beautiful." The fact that we put out our divine qualities and all the acts that man was to do, even before he came out to the light of time, was for us a love so intense as to seem incredible. In our delirium of love, we kept saying, "Oh man, how much I love you. I love you in my power. I love you in my wisdom, in my love, in my sanctity. I love you in my goodness. And even in the acts that you will do, I love you so much that I place them all in waiting for you." Our divine volition, to which we entrusted everything, our divine qualities, as well as the very acts which will be yours, is an act of handing them all to you as an outpouring of its love for you. Now, you must know that our Supreme Being possesses, by nature, an act ever new. Therefore, these acts that are established for each creature will be new and distinct from one another, distinct in their sanctity, ever new in their beauty, one more beautiful than the other, new in love, in power, new in goodness. These are acts formed and nourished by us. Therefore, they possess all our characteristics, all beautiful, varied in sanctity, love, and beauty, each one different from the other. They will be our order, the type of our diverse beauties, the fecundity of our love, the harmony of our wisdom. Just as it appears in the creation in which all our works, all of them are beautiful, but the sky is not sun, the wind is not sea, the flowers are not fruits, and yet, though distinct among themselves, they are all beautiful. Even more, they form the harmony of the varied beauties, true image of the acts and of the creatures themselves. You must know that these acts in my divine will form an army of new beauties, of new love and sanctity, such that by just looking at them, we feel enraptured and we anxiously wait for creatures to come who, by possessing our will be endowed with them and will possess them. See then how certain it is that its kingdom will come upon earth. Its acts already exist, and they will be unleashed from within my will like a noble army, and will let themselves be possessed by the creatures. My daughter, the creation came out from within my fiat, and everyone and everything must return into my will as a work worthy of our power. And only when we recognize ourselves in the creature and in her acts, then will we remain fully glorified. We can give everything, and she can receive it all, as long as our divine will reigns. But if it does not reign, she forms an abyss of distance between herself and us, and there is nothing we can give her. But this is not all yet, my daughter. Since it is a firm decision to give the kingdom of our will to creatures, we want them to know the goods contained in it, and where their acts, done in our divine will, can reach. In fact, if they do not know its goods, we will have many blind, deaf, mute children, unable to speak of their Creator, and not knowing these goods, neither will they love or appreciate what they possess. But in our will, all have a clear sight, a fine hearing, and a speech animated by creative strength. Therefore, they will be so eloquent as to always have something to say, so much so that all will remain astounded, and the very heavens, delighted, will lower themselves to listen to them. The children of my will be the joy of all, and the true narrators of their Creator. Only then will we find some who are capable of speaking about us, since it is not they who will speak, but my will itself will be speaking within them. Our will, which alone is able and knows how to speak of our Supreme Being. Therefore, keep listening to me. As soon as the creature will possess our volition, all her acts, small and great, human and spiritual, will be animated by my will. These acts, animated by my will rise between heaven and earth, will invest and braid together the sky, the sun, the stars, and all creation. Then they will rise even higher and will invest all the acts of the Queen of Heaven, identifying themselves with them. These acts will have the power to invest the acts of our divinity, our joys and beatitudes, as well as those of all the saints. And once they have enclosed everything within themselves, without leaving anything out, they will present themselves victoriously before our Divine Majesty and will offer them to us as complete acts which lack nothing. Oh, what joy, what glory for us in finding in these acts the sky, the sun, all the acts of the Queen of Heaven, the love with which she loved us, our own acts, our joys, and our unceasing love. These acts done in our will redouble for us the glory of creation. They redouble the glory and the love that the Sovereign Queen gave us. They redouble our glory and the glory of all the saints. It is enough to say that our will has entered into this, to say everything, for it encloses everything. Wherever our will enters, it knows how to make a fury of love and of glory, centralizing itself in everything. After all, everything is its own, so it holds the right over all. Now, the wonders that these acts done in my will form in the soul are unspeakable. Our divine fiat uses them as means to form seas of love, not seas that murmur, but seas that speak, and speak with such eloquence about our love, pleasing us so very much that we want to keep listening to them always. The voices of this creature are wounds that she sends us. Her words are darts. She has always something to say about the story of our love. And because we like it so much, we remain always attentive and listening to her, for we want to miss nothing of what regards our love. How beautiful it is to hear the creature who possesses our sea of speaking love, always speaking about our love. So, being the possessor of the creature who lives in it, my will is up to things of every stripe. It forms works that speak of our works, steps that speak of our ways. In sum, since our will is word, Wherever it rains, it gives speech to all that the creature does, making of it a divine prodigy. Therefore, there is nothing greater, holier, more beautiful, that glorifies us more than the living in our will. Nor is there any good greater than this that we can give to the creature. Hence, be attentive and follow me if you don't want to stop my speaking.